Hey everybody, I'm Jill.
And this is Mel.
And this is Jill and Mel Geek Out. I just realized I think I said that backwards.
You do that all the time. I don't think you realize this.
Do I?
You sure do.
Whoops. Sorry.
It's Mel and Jill. It's Jill and Mel. It's the two of us, regardless.
It's interchangeable, I guess. I said it and then I was like, wait a minute. I didn't mean to say it that way.
You do it on a non-0% basis.
Okay, I'll try to be better.
I don't care.
All right. So, VPR tonight.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of news, some of it, which, like, again, we watch the show the day after it comes out. So stuff, some of it pertains to the episode. So we'll talk about it when we get there. But
yeah,
I will say there are a couple things not episode related. The first is we got a glimpse at the reunion looks.
We sure did. It's like the Oscars for Bravo.
It really is. It really is. I did not love Katie's outfit.
I did not see Katie's.
Okay. It was very silver, if memory serves me correctly.
Very silver.
Lala always looks good.
That lavender is gorgeous on her.
Oh my God. Like, as much as she's annoying me right now, she looked fantastic.
I'm still going to blame Lala's stuff right now on pregnancy hormones.
God, I hope that's it. Based off of the rumors that have been circulating and the way Lala's teasing things, I don't think that that's the case, but
you know, I'm just going to continue to live in my own little corner happy of Delulu Land. Okay. And enjoy it.
You stay in your happy bubble then. I didn't see Sheena's look. Did you?
I did not see Sheena's look. I saw Allie's look though.
Oh, I didn't see
a good
that
color
one
on her.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a forest, like a dark emerald green, like long sleeve, short, kind of got like the ruching silk vibes to it. It's not bad.
Okay. Okay. I saw Ariana's.
I saw Ariana's too. And I feel like this might have been better than the quote revenge dress from last
Same.
Season.
Like, don't get me wrong. She looked, I don't even have the words to describe. She looked amazing last reunion. But I saw this dress. I was like, God damn, that she looks probably the best I've ever seen her.
She looks really good.
Really good. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's gorgeous. It's this navy. It looks sheer.
Mm-hmm. It's sheer with very intentional additional paneling to cover the bits.
Yeah. And layering from what it looks like as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to see this in person and see everybody up. I didn't see any of the boys, though, and I don't really care.
The boys kind of don't matter. It's mm-hmm. like general suit jacket situation, if that. Like,
exactly. Exactly. And then the other little bit was a nice clip from Jax at Jax's Studio City. I think he was drunk. Looked drunk.
Sounded drunk.
Sounded drunk. Basically yelling into a microphone about how Vanderpump Rules is scripted, and no reality show should go after 6 seasons. He's like, they don't even hang out with each other. And I mean, I think we all understand that there is some form of scripting here.
Of course. It's let's go to this place. You two sit down and have a conversation about this.
Exactly.
They don't tell them exactly what to say.
Exactly.
But they do set up the scenario.
Right. And obviously, like, I mean, we've all talked about cast members picking their storylines and coaching each other. And like that became very apparent last season. So, you know, they all do it. So for Jax to turn around and say that, you know, the Valley is completely unscripted and it's totally organic. No, the fuck it isn't.
No, it's not.
No, the fuck it isn't. because it's you. And like, we know it isn't because of you. Like, mm-hmm. I think some of those couples and women especially did not, like, that seems organic to me.
Yeah.
But Jax, the couple who's very obviously getting a divorce from episode one, that seemed, I mean, I'm not saying they staged their divorce. I just think that, like, as soon as that became apparent, that was going to be the storyline. That's what they went with. So,
yeah, that's the edit that they got.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But Jax is so manipulative. He keeps talking about how it's his show. I think he desperately wants to be seen as like an executive producer type, just more important than he actually is.
Yeah, unless you get an EP credit in the end credits of the episode, it doesn't count.
No, and he's definitely not getting it. So, all right. Well, do you have anything to add?
No, I feel like the news for VPR has been a little quiet. But today's episode, this is the title that is written on the Peacock app. It is Line in the Sand, parentheses, uncensored and extended. It's only 56 minutes. It's just like less commercial break.
Yeah. I desperately dislike it when they say extended. No, it isn't. You're not giving me additional scenes. You're just letting scenes that already exist go on longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only about 9 minutes more than a traditional episode.
Yeah, so I don't know how much more we could really get from it, but I know,
who knows?
I know there are some things that happen in this episode, especially around Anne, and I do have stuff that to add when we get there. So, but are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay, so we've got a lot to cover.
Yes.
We went a little bit longer than like what we would call the traditional commercial breaky thingy where it fades to black. So
yeah, we went through to the second commercial break if you watched on live TV.
Yes. So, you know, we kind of get like little check-ins here and there.
As they do in every episode.
Yes. I will say like briefly the workout scene. At the very beginning, I fucking loved it because it like those exercises look so simple and they are simple. But when you're doing it like they're doing it, you want to die. Like they fucking burn.
I really identified with Katie in that moment and her being like, I don't understand this whole working out for endorphins and getting addicted to that. She's like, have you tasted wine?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of other things that I would rather do. So. Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
So then we jump to Ariana and Tom's.
Mm-hmm.
And Anne comes over kind of dressed up under the pretense of helping Ariana with finding an assistant. It's really more of like a job interview, if I'm being honest.
100%. And the first thing I said was they maybe shouldn't have done this inside of the house.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. So this, though, is the scene. Like, we get more details later in the episode, so I'll still hold off. But this is the situation that more context came out after the episode did.
Mm-hmm.
So. Let's see, where are we? It was real dumb.
They shouldn't have had the conversation in there because, of course, Sandoval comes out and stands on the, like the landing at the top of the stairs and overhears the whole conversation.
100%. Like, you know that motherfucker is listening.
Creeping around.
Yeah. And I remember that you remember the whole like white noise thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be on. It's not going to be on. Because the production's not going to let you have that on. Of course he's fucking listening.
Yeah. Don't have this. Like, meet at a coffee shop.
Yes. Yeah. And then Sandoval was, like, upset about Ariana, like, supposedly, like,
She gets all the friends and she's going to take his assistant. And I'm like, you slept with her friend while she was at her grandmother's funeral. Like, this is just par for the course at this point.
Ariana isn't taking anybody. Sandoval is feeling the consequences of his actions, which are entirely his fault.
Because we saw the conversation she had with Anne in the previous episode of saying, hey, I'm looking to add an assistant. Do you know anyone? And Anne was the one who threw her hat in the ring.
Exactly.
And exactly. Like, good for Anne. I'm not even mad at Anne. Like, be ambitious. Like,
absolutely.
Ariana does seem like a better person to work for because I wouldn't want to pick up my boss's socks and dirty underwear either.
That's disgusting.
That's nasty. It's like, I get that it's like it happens when you're a personal assistant, but like, ugh.
But I guess I don't agree. I think that's like over the line for a personal assistant. Like,
I don't disagree with you, but it does happen.
I believe it. I believe it. And that's shitty. It's gross. And then Ariana threw in the comment about like, that's partially why she never wanted to have sex with him. If
he wouldn't change his underwear.
Oh, that's so gross.
So gross.
So fucking gross.
And I bet he wears like really, like he doesn't wear like normal boxer briefs. I bet he wears like micro briefs. So like
100%.
Ugh.
So gross. So then we're going to move on. Schwartz shows up at Sheena and Brock's.
With a plant.
With a fucking plant. So he talks about how he is seeing lots of posts from his friends who are pregnant.
Yeah. He is in that age.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he does the math and realizes he'll be like 60 when they graduate like high school or college or something. I don't remember which.
High school. But yeah, you're old.
Yeah.
You had an opportunity to have children with a great person and you failed.
Yes. I think he regrets it. And it's super obvious in this episode.
Yep.
Because he brings up the sex with Katie thing about like how good it was. And
Lord,
I do agree.
Why
with
they
him.
Didn't do it more.
Yeah. I do agree with him, though, that he'll be a good dad. I forgot to say that.
Can see that. I do wish he was maturing a little bit faster.
I agree. I don't
just a little faster for me, dude.
He's definitely not a good partner.
No.
But I think he could be a good dad. He'd be kind of a pushover, but, like, but I think
part
overall,
of being a good dad is being a good partner to the spouse who created your child for
listen,
you.
Listen, I don't disagree with you. I don't, but obviously that's not what's going to happen here. You know what I mean?
No, he's going to be the guy who desperately needs a nanny.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, who knows? Maybe like Schwartz really fucking turns it around. Or maybe he meets somebody who like, he
whips
actually,
him into shape.
Yeah, who he actually cares about. Like, I think he loved Katie. I do, but he clearly just, I don't know.
I think there was too many things that happened between Katie and Tom. And like, I just finished their wedding episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And like the season and that they got married. And I really don't think they should have even gotten married.
Oh, no, they never should have.
They like you can love somebody and they can still be the wrong person for you.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what the case was for Tom and Katie.
I think they had the potential to be a really good couple but Schwartz refused to be a good partner. Like, don't get me wrong. Katie was not perfect. She did some really fucked up shit. But Schwartz repeatedly and consistently failed her on 100%. So many levels. Like, he failed to defend her to his friends. He never, ever took her side. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, obviously he did some things he shouldn't have been doing. Mm-hmm. And Katie said, I don't know if she'll say it in this episode or if I heard it on a podcast or something, but she said, had she known about Schwartz and Sheena kissing, she wouldn't have married him. And I don't fucking blame her.
Yeah, I wouldn't have blamed her either. I will say, like, he had, I can understand her perspective because there were these glimmers of moments in which he was doing the things.
Yes.
She needed him to do. Like, there was a scene between him and Stassi when Stassi was trying to, like, get back into the group after everything that went down.
Right.
And he was pretty upfront and pretty stern with Stassi. Of course, that conversation ended with him inviting her to their engagement party.
Yeah.
But I feel like a little bit of that was for the show. I think that kind of stuff has been going on the entire time Vanderpump Rules has been in existence. But you do see him, you know, having Katie's back and be like, Katie didn't do anything to you. And you wrote her off without even a conversation.
I think when I say he never sided with her, it was anything to do with Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, Tom Sandoval biggest wedge in their marriage.
But the men in general, Tom Sandoval was an absolute contributing factor to their divorce, 100%. Mm-hmm. But I remember that when he stood up to Stassi and was like, nah. And mm-hmm. and I think that was admirable, but also mm-hmm. not nearly as hard for him. And it didn't mean as much as if he would have done it to Sandoval.
I absolutely hear you on that. But that's what I'm saying. It was like this glimmer of hope that maybe he would grow a little bit of a backbone. Yeah. And then he never did.
Well, and even in this episode, you know, we're seeing mm-hmm. glimmers of him. And like, I find myself thinking like, well, maybe if he really he realizes he fucked up. Mm-hmm. Maybe if he can get his fucking shit together and prove to her, like, no, I've changed and I'm going to do the things I need to do. Maybe they could make it work. Now, that's not taking into account Katie in this. That's a wild, hey, that would be phenomenal. I don't think it would actually happen because Katie seems like the kind of woman, like, once it's done, She's done. Yeah.
I don't blame her. Like, she put a lot of time and effort into that relationship.
Absolutely.
For it to ultimately fail. And I support her wanting to move on.
1,000%. I think it's definitely the best for her. You can tell that she'll always have like an affection for him, I guess. Like, the way they interact, you can tell she doesn't hate him. I think it was just like a deep disappointment.
Yeah, I think she can't reconcile this person she's known for so long and has been so close to with the reality of who he is.
Yeah, 100%. So we're going to move on to Ariana at Katie's apartment. Mm-hmm. This is kind of the first little snippet we hear of like the details of what happened with Sandoval eavesdropping.
Yeah.
She said that Tom came down on Anne and she was like crying. And that was kind of all we heard. Mm-hmm. Not much detail after that.
Because then Katie complains about Sheena kind of doing a little bit of invasion of her privacy. I don't think that was Sheena's intention.
No.
But that's what happened.
That's 100% what happened. And Schwartz was like, she's hypocritical. And technically, sure. Like, if we're going to get down to it, but like, let's be honest, you didn't hold to the bargain in the first place. So obviously it's not there. So really,
you broke the rule first.
Right. You broke the rule first. And I think he was just happy that like she fucked up in his eyes. And he gets to say that she's not perfect because I think he realizes that everyone thinks he fucked up by letting her go.
Oh, for sure. But at the same time, like, there was a lot of extenuating circumstances. Like, this is also right after she found out that he and mm-hmm. Sheena had made out in Vegas. So, like, what she was reacting to wasn't just Schwartz kissing Rachel in Mexico by the pool. This was however long they were together worth of crap where she's like, why do I give a fuck what he thinks at this point? Like, he never gave two shits about me at any given point in time.
Exactly. Exactly. I think she was kind of looking back on everything and just wondering, like, how much has he really lied about, you know, and thinking probably that her life could have been very different had she known that.
For sure.
So I don't fault her at all. I don't think she did anything wrong. Schwartz fucked up first. That's mine.
Other than sleeping with her friend Dana's former ex-boyfriend, ex-fling. But they talked about it on their podcast. Like, it's not, they're not in a situation about it. Like,
no. And it seemed so very much for the show at the time. Like, I don't think Dana was all that invested in it. It was just like a great storyline between her and Sheena, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So.
As you flip through your notes.
Well, I'm trying not to hear the paper crinkle, and
paper crinkling is an organic sound.
Okay,
I'm glad you're taking notes.
See now, okay, now I have a brain reset, so I'm gonna snap in just a second. So while we're there, we're gonna move on from the Katie bit. But Ariana says that they're talking about the water tasting sommelier thing. And she's saying she's trying to be understanding with what Lala's going through or whatever, and wants to be supportive. So she's going to go to this thing, even though it means she's going to interact with Sandoval. But she also points out that Lala is like, seems to be going out of her way to being understanding towards Sandoval.
Do you think that Lala might be using Tom Sandoval for a proxy for Randall to get the closure she knows she'll never get from him?
Possibly. Possibly.
It might be unintentional.
Maybe.
Or maybe that's...
Yeah, maybe that's what's going on. I don't understand it. And I really want... I like Lala, and I'm really disappointed in what I'm seeing of her at the moment. And
in real life, not necessarily yet on the show, because no, she's even really not.
Oh no, I can't. Like, I'm already starting to see it. I'm already starting to see it that she's not. She wasn't wrong in anything she said about him. Before, like on the boat scene earlier in the season, like when she started yelling at him, like that seemed genuine and like how she actually felt. And so I feel like this person that we're seeing on the screen is not that. I think that that's actually how she feels. But for whatever reason, these are the choices she's making.
Yeah. And it might just be she sees the choices that Katie and Ariana are making and sees how that could potentially write them out of the show.
True.
Where she needs to stay on the show because she is bringing another human into this world. So exactly. She needs the income. But at the same time, like, I think Ariana has not really explained some of the complexities of her situation with Tom Sandoval to Lala, and that's not saying that she has to by any means, but Lala clearly doesn't understand why Ariana wouldn't leave the house. She doesn't understand that, like, community property, if she leaves, it'll make it harder for her to get her fair share and all this kind of stuff. Like, Lala doesn't understand any of that. So
no and again, like you said, Ariana doesn't have to share it, but I think it would have taken some of the heat off of, and I think it may have even changed Lala's behavior a little bit.
I agree.
That it's like, look, I don't want to be here, which hence the reason Anne was there in the fucking first place.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to do this because of X, Y, and Z.
For sure. And it's just one of those things where I don't think in all of the variants of life that Ariana would choose to continue to live with Tom Sandoval, but it's, she kind of doesn't have a choice. She has to put up with this.
Right.
And Lala doesn't see that.
No. Most,
it seems like a lot of people don't necessarily fully understand that.
Yeah. It's very frustrating that this seems to be the straw that they're grasping at, because I'm sorry. Again, like, it's super obvious to anyone who has been in real estate, dealt with divorce. Like, you just don't do that. So
you just don't. It's the one thing. I have no plans of ever getting divorced, but I talked to you about someone else in my life who was considering it, and it was the one piece of advice you told me to give them.
Yep. Yep.
Now, don't leave.
No. If it's like that contentious, don't leave. Talk to a lawyer first, but like initially, no.
Don't leave until you've talked to a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty confident Ariana's lawyers are telling her to stay.
Exactly. Exactly. I just, again, you said, like, I just don't buy that she wants to fucking be there. And it's very irritating that, like, Lala's saying it on the show and will say it later, but I've seen it in the press. Even Lisa fucking Vanderpump is saying that shit. It's like, come on, Lisa, you know better. You're probably telling her not to leave initially. Like, she's smart. She's fucking smart. And I know she knows this. I know she knows this.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving on. We're going to go to this weird ass water tasting.
The guy was very eccentric.
Yeah. To say the least.
Now, I could see a water tasting where, like, you have, like, different flavored water and, like, different flavored, sparkling waters and all that kind of stuff. But this guy just had straight up water. And I'm pretty sure water tastes like water.
See, he did have a bunch of different ones.
He had a bunch of different bottles, but it was all, like, just play.
Well, to be fair, Lala has apparently become a sparkling water fanatic.
Fair. She has her favorites.
Yes. So I'm going to throw some 2 cents in here. I also love sparkling water, and I kind of see where she's coming from, because there are absolutely distinct tastes with sparkling water.
For sure. I'm a big fan of Topo Chico.
Yes. I love the Walmart, like, sugar-free lime and grapefruit sparkling waters so much so that, like, every time I go to the store, I used to buy, like, 5, packs at a time, because they sell out. You can never find them. I haven't had any in months, and, like, none of the other ones are as good. Now, here's the other piece to this. She should be really careful, because if you drink too much of all of that, you can give yourself kidney stones. There's lots and lots of minerals in it. And, like, the ones I drank, I tried not to get all that stuff. It was, like, literally just carbonated tap water, essentially. But, you know, some of the other ones, like Topo Chico and stuff, it does have those things in it. So you got to be really careful. You can't drink too much. So
I drink maybe 1 a day.
Oh, you're fine. But she sounds like that's all she fucking drinks. So
I think she drinks regular water too. And other, like, I bet she still drinks like a Red Bull, but, like,
yeah,
she loves herself.
Yeah.
Not while pregnant, but, like, prior to pregnancy. Like,
yeah.
She probably still has a cup of coffee a day and, you know, the reasonable things.
Exactly. So yeah, that was all I was thinking about. I was like, girl, you need to slow it down. You're going to give yourself kidney stones while you're pregnant. And that ain't fun.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No, because you can't do anything about it. You can't really take anything.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You just got to pass it. Anyway. Okay. So we get a little bit of a combo about how Anne was speaking to T. Not Anne. Ariana. Ariana was speaking to T. Which we saw in the last
episode. And it was normal, like, my ex did me dirty. This is the first girl he's going out with. Let me tell her what she's in store for.
So I agree. However, I don't think that that's something she should have done if that was like truly her motivation. But I do think she brought up a good point to her. You're 25 and he's 41.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it sounds so stupid. And does it happen where it like plays out magically and everyone lives happily ever after? Absolutely. It does happen. But you're just in two very, very different stages of life at that point.
I would say that, but like not for Tom Sandoval.
True. Like, because he acts like a fucking 25-year-old.
Correct. He acts like a 25-year-old, but like normal 41-year-olds have like careers and, you know, homes and, you know, life goals that they've accomplished, but like not Tom Sandoval. So
yeah,
maybe they have more in common than he thinks. But like, I don't think Ariana went to that event with the intention of having that conversation with T. I think that was, here she is. I've had a little bit to drink, so I'm a little tipsy. I'm buzzing. Let me just tell you all the dirty, dirty laundry.
Yeah. Do you think she told her like a shit ton of stuff, or do you just think, because it seemed like what we saw was what happened. It didn't seem like a long combo.
I don't think it went any deeper than what was on camera, but I think what was on camera was not a small amount.
Yeah, no. I agree. So, Sandoval also complains about how like Ariana being there makes it harder for him.
Good. I don't care.
Good. You should feel awkward as fuck because you're an asshole.
You cheated on her for 7 months.
Katie's not impressed with the water.
She really was not. She's like, this does not hold up to wine tasting.
No,
like, girl, it would never.
No, never, never. So then we're going to get a little bit more about this whole Anne and Sandoval drama.
Mm-hmm.
We learn that Anne kind of freaked out and was knocking on Ariana's door and basically bawled her eyes out. Ariana kind of
realized that Tom had overheard and kind of he laid into her a little bit about it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I think they said he sent her home.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that Anne said in her talking head, which, by the way, congrats, Anne. You got a talking head.
I'm so proud of you, Anne.
Yay. That she told Ariana she thought she was going to get fired. So this is the context that I heard outside of this, that the interior designer, which we've seen previously in the season,
like episode one or two.
Yeah. She was there kind of cataloging and going through what they own and who bought what and how they're whatever, like kind of cataloging it all. And so she was there when this happened. And apparently Tom came down and flipped out on all of them, or at least the designer and her, because she thought, or he thought, that they were all talking shit. Yeah. So because they said, could you remember the Toms went on Nick Viall's podcast and said that she resigned, and the interior designer was like, that's not really how that went. I mean, if you want to call Sandoval freaking out on her, you know, then I don't know. I mean, even if he hadn't like, quote, fired her, I would have resigned.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take that shit.
No, I'm not going to take that shit either. So, especially with Ariana, like, kind of basically saying, like, I'll hire you when I, like, can. Because right now it's just too much. And I agree with her. I think that's a good call, by the way. I don't know if she immediately hires her anyway, but I agreed with her initially.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. So then we get a very interesting convo between Katie and Schwartz about her sleeping with Max. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is really where we see Schwartz just pining over her. And he looks like he regrets it so much. He talks like they went back and forth, and Katie said all the points that we said earlier, and Schwartz doesn't really seem to care all that much, if I'm being honest.
He straight up says, he's like, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
That this happened. Like, that you did. Like, I'm not mad.
Yeah. Which
he really wants to be friends with her.
He really does.
Like, deep friendship with her still. And yeah. She just isn't into it.
No. He asked her to, like, go to dinner. And she's like, no.
No.
I don't
want
to
do that.
I don't want to. I think that took him back a little bit. He looked sad when she said it.
I know. He shouldn't have fucked up so much.
Page flips. So then Ariana fills Brock in. We kind of go back inside about this whole Anne Sandoval thing that happened at the house. And then she talks about how she references a dog murderer.
Yeah, she's like, the dog murderer did this.
Yeah.
And Sandoval's walking by, and everybody, I think it was Brock, who was like, who are you talking about? And he's like, oh, she's talking about me.
Yeah.
And then he walks away, like, stopping weird. And then, like, he chased after the pizza guy for more ranch. Like, he's doing the most, and he needs to not do the most.
Yeah, don't do that. You can stop now. So, and that's where we paused. So let's pick it back up.
Let's do this.
So we learn what dog murderer means.
None of us are surprised. No. Ariana's not going to let that go anytime soon. Like, Maya shouldn't have gotten into her room. Maybe throw your trash away.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think. Yeah. No, go ahead.
I'm not saying that Tom Sandoval was right. He shouldn't have gone into the room. I don't give a shit what his excuse is. Like, they're both messy people.
Yes. Definitely.
They both are very busy people. Him being a dumbass, her because she's got a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
They're not able to really do this right now. Like, they need a housekeeper.
They do. Yeah. And not Anne.
And not Anne.
Not Anne.
They need somebody whose job is to clean their house. Yeah. I understand, like, why. Like, it's very clear to me that Ariana is still very angry and very triggered by Tom Sandoval.
I think it's important to keep in mind that this is only 6 months after everything happened.
For sure.
Like, it's just recently been a year, and I feel like everyone is expecting her to
just get over it.
Yeah, to get over it. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Lala is expecting way too much growth in a very short amount of time from Ariana.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Like, Sheena says she's not ready.
She's not. She's not.
And honestly, that is an okay place to be. I don't think Ariana is going to stay there forever. That's where she's at right now.
Yes.
And I don't feel like the friend group, and very much so, I don't think production is being very considerate of Ariana's feelings.
I agree. I'm with you. They kind of devolve into a screaming match, and then Tom ends up leaving. Sandoval ends up leaving.
Yeah.
While this was...
Other Tom leaves too, but...
Well, later though, because he comes back in and Eric... Because he was on the phone with Sandoval for a minute in the backyard. And Sandoval brings up the rage. And Schwartz says, no comment.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like Sandoval was trying to pin something on Ariana, make her look bad and say, oh, this is, it's just
Schwartz was not participating.
Yeah. But it's funny because later in the episode, he seems to change his tune.
Well, they had probably an offline conversation about, you better fucking support me on this plot point. I need to look like this wasn't entirely just me being a dick, that I had like motivation to cheat on her. Cause there's definitely always motivation to cheat on people.
It was annoying. Schwartz leaves to go join up with him, and we see them later. Get
paella and oysters with Kyle Chan.
Yes.
Who we know, thanks to Rachel, knew about the affair.
Yeah. So are we surprised? Not even a little.
No. Honestly, I don't feel like anything productive got had at that conversation at the bar. And it is very apparently clear that Ariana and Tom Sandoval should not be speaking.
100%.
Because there's absolutely no way either of them can have a productive conversation with the other.
No. And Ariana says it as well earlier. She's like, I can't have a productive conversation with him. And at least she recognizes that. At least she recognizes it.
So. For sure.
Page turn. Also, Sandoval is uber jealous of Ariana.
Of all of the things she's gotten because of the scandal?
Yes. And I don't know if you heard me. I was like, well, it is appropriate that he is wearing green.
Ooh, he's a little green with envy.
Yep. So then we hear about, like, we get a hint about Beach Day, which I guess is hosted by Sheena and Brock.
Yeah.
So then we're going to jump to them. We have the nanny conversation yet again. Yet again.
Get a fucking nanny so he can do whatever he's going to do.
He talks about Ariana's triggers. And like I said, it's just they're expecting way too much of her way too early.
I think it's logical to say, like, obviously she can't hold on to that anger for forever. And I don't think she will hold on to it for forever, but it has not been that long. Like, if half of the lifespan of the relationship is what it takes to truly get over it, she got 4 more years of processing trauma and processing shit from that relationship.
Exactly. So moving on, because I don't want to, it's just the same rehash.
It's just ad nauseum at this point.
Then we see Allie and James go to dinner with his mom and Lisa, and they
just spill all the tea.
Oh yeah. They were just like, oh, here's the gossip. It was so funny to me, James's mom, Jacqueline, trying to say that Ariana still had feelings for him. And no.
There's no feelings.
No. And James, like, very much was like, absolutely not.
She is not still in love with him. She has feelings of hatred.
Yeah. Rightfully so, in my opinion.
She loathes him entirely.
Mm-hmm. She's clearly angry and, like, saying shit that's probably really fucking mean. But again, it's so early. And Tom is just saying nasty shit behind her back. At least she's saying it to his face.
Is so used to her being this laid back, quote, cool chick.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she has lost her shit on him, he doesn't know how to deal. And he's like, oh, this is why. And I'm like, this did not happen all the time.
No, it definitely didn't. And he's just grasping at straws, the whole, like, rage thing, and then depicting her as lazy. you're just as lazy and you're just as much of a slob.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even pick up your own dirty underwear, motherfucker.
Yep.
So don't talk to me about being lazy.
No, they're both bad in that regard.
Absolutely. 100%. So then we get the scene with Lucinda and Ariana that I was talking about. And Lucinda is the interior designer, which I love the fact that she has absolutely everything cataloged and who bought what.
I'm not surprised because she is a businesswoman.
Exactly. And this is exactly why it's taken them 2 months. They are covering all their bases.
For sure. She is going to be, if anything, but thorough.
Mm-hmm.
Thorough, thorough, thorough. She wants a lock solid, like, response.
100%. 100%. So
you can't fuck with.
Exactly. So, but the interior, Lucinda, she has since come out, and I've seen where she said that this was edited to look like different time periods, but this was the same day that the Anne and Sandoval thing happened. And if you notice, she's got the same hairstyle that we see later that evening. Mm-hmm. So, and that's where we're going to pause. And then we're going to see Beach Day coming up next.
Let's get into it.
So we're at Beach Day.
Disaster.
A huge disaster.
I appreciate James trying to draw a line in the sand.
I loved it. Little awkward. I don't think Ariana thought it was funny.
No, but I
appreciate that he's trying to alleviate the situation.
He's trying to use some James humor to make it less awkward, but also, like, Ariana clearly doesn't want to be there and is only there because production is making her be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We get a little update about Anne.
She's trying to file for unemployment.
Yeah, she wasn't sure about that. And I think that that kind of goes to what we find out later in a few minutes, is that Tom never, like, supposedly, allegedly,
officially.
Never yet officially fired her. And I know that motherfucker was lying. Oh. I know that motherfucker was lying. There are no HR procedures. Like,
when you have a personal assistant.
That's not, no. Get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah, you may need to, like, do some internal paperwork and process her last paycheck, but that's it.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. No. You're a fucking liar. Fucking
stupid.
You did it on
fucking stupid.
Yeah, you did it on purpose to punish her by leaving her hanging, saying, oh, I think we'll take a couple of days, and then not communicating with her about having a job or not having a job.
And hiring a new assistant.
Yeah. So apparently you do or did fire her. It's very confusing. Also,
it's very stupid.
Very, very. Did you hear Schwartz, like, invite Katie to be his date to the singles thing?
Yes, I did. Oh. And I think Schwartz doesn't understand what a single mixer is.
No.
You don't bring a date. No. And Katie's not interested.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we get to an interesting, like, thing with Sheena and the kiss. And I was impressed that Katie, like, straight up asked Sandoval, did you know about it? And we get conflicting answers.
Yeah. Schwartz says the one and only person he told when it happened was Sandoval. Sandoval very flatly says, no, he knew nothing about it.
Yeah, but we all know that's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
absolute bullshit. He definitely
at this
knew.
Point, like, Schwartz doesn't have any reason to lie.
No, none at all. So, but then Sheena, like, tries to defend herself by saying that every guy in the group has tried to flirt with her. Come on.
No, sweetie. No.
Sandoval was right when he said it was kind of the other way around. Yeah, 100%.
Sorry, Sheena. Like, they're just not that into you.
No, they are not. But she, like, that's her, that's what we, what Katie called her a man apologist or something like that. Because mm-hmm. she, that's what she needs. She needs male validation. That's what she needs.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. And then it gets into an extremely uncomfortable argument between Ariana and Sandoval.
Mm-hmm. About who paid for the animals.
Yes. This is just, Ariana another. Said it best at the end of the episode, I think. Like, you guys keep shoving him down my throat. Like, you, none of you are defending me. Mm-hmm. What do you expect from me? And yeah. I'm sorry, I'm completely with her on this.
Mm-hmm.
It was such an inappropriate conversation to have in front of her. You don't have to do it right there. You could talk about something else. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it was too much.
It's just a lot. And she gets angry and Sandoval walks away. And she's trying to tell the guys that they need to be the ones who tell you something to him because he's a misogynist and he'll only respect the men. But I'm like, you also can't levy that expectation against these guys. Like, that's not fair. The only solution here is for you to just never interact again. And that is just never going to happen.
At least not while they're on the show.
No.
Yeah.
Not as long as both of them are on Vanderpump Rules. They will always have to interact with each other in one way or another.
Absolutely. Lala shows up mid-fight.
I would have had the exact same reaction Lala did. Like, what the fuck did I just walk in on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I still think Lala's being unreasonable.
Lala doesn't see the full picture. A lot of them don't. I think the only person who really sees full picture is Katie.
Yeah.
And that's because Katie's had similar lived experience. Lala has to, but Lala is way further along in the healing process and just doesn't. Her situation was very different.
Yes, it really was. I don't know how I feel about this episode.
This episode was filler.
Yeah.
Nothing really happened.
I don't really.
It was just Tom and Ariana arguing.
Yeah. I don't really want to see that. Like,
it doesn't interest me.
No. Because it gets ugly and it's too personal right now. Like, it was very fucking entertaining to watch at the reunion because everyone was livid and, like, you know. And I'm not saying that she doesn't have a right to be angry because she absolutely does, but mm-hmm. it feels too personal right now. It really does. And I, because the way production has edited all of this mm-hmm. for this stupid redemption arc for him, and it's just blah. I don't want to see
I'm
that.
I'm not here for it.
No,
if this is the path that's going down, like, we'll finish the season because podcasts, but I don't know if I would if I didn't have the podcast.
I got to be honest. I don't think it's going to continue anyway. I really don't.
After season 11,
because Sheena bought a house in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Lala bought a house in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty obvious what's happening.
Ariana is moving on to other things with Love Island, being on Broadway, all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, that
and everybody
leaves,
else is kind of irrelevant. No offense. Like, I think Katie's ready to be out of the public eye.
Yeah.
I don't think she feels that need.
I think she would be happy running the sandwich about shop. Her. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she could do a lot of other stuff as well if she really wanted to, but, you know, she seems fine.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Schwartz would be okay out of the limelight.
Yeah, I think he's also kind of at a point where he's like, he could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Sandal still wants it, but like,
he'll end anybody up, who's interested in him will find him.
He'll end up on all those like D-list reality shows. You know like what I mean?
The one he's already been on?
Yeah. That kind of shit. That's what he'll mm-hmm. do forever. And I don't, at some point, I really don't know what this man is going to do for a living. Because it won't be this. He can't ride this forever.
No.
Also, everybody hates him.
You can always be a bartender again.
I mean, he does like to be a mixologist, so, you know.
Yep. Always be a bartender.
It's a very good skill.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to add?
No, that was kind of it for this episode. It was definitely a filler episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
No, I mean, it was a supposedly extended episode and we didn't even hit an hour yet.
I think the only scene that I felt like was maybe added was the one with James, Allie, Lisa and his mom. That's the only scene that I was like, this one doesn't fit as well into the rest of the narrative.
Yeah. I think
they
had to have put something in there to break up the fighting because the rest of the episode was fighting.
Fighting on fighting on fighting.
Yeah. So, well, that's it, guys.
Well, thank you all so much for listening. If you want to check out what is coming up next on the pod, be sure to give us a follow over on Instagram. It's Mel and Jill Geek Out. Or if you have a suggestion of what we should geek out about next, give us an email over at Jill and Mel Geek Out at gmail.com. I don't know why that was hard to say today, but I don't know. It just was not rolling off the tongue. But once again, my name is Melissa.
And I'm Jill.
And this has been Mel and Jill Geek Out. Bye, guys.
Bye.